All right, guys, this is my second episode, and I'm going to be reciting another poem. This poem is called "The World Doesn't Care." I wish somebody would have told me it would be like this, in the world where it's only survival of the fittest. Told to pay homage to our elders, but yet they sinned before I did. Looking out for others when your help is needed, but when you need help, you left stranded. You know life is cold when babies are left abandoned by parents thrown in trash cans. Whether you know better or you're innocent, people don't show no mercy. Lack of respect is more common than common courtesy. Most volunteer to help you when it benefits their needs, but when you really need a favor in case of an emergency, those same people are nowhere to be seen. Drug and alcohol destroy lives, but even the sober people commit homicides. The ones that get you distracted with their kindness by laughing with you, making jokes, won't think twice about not sharing a dime, or worse, dropping a dime on you at any given time. Committing a crime don't always make you a bad guy, and being a valedictorian don't always define you as a good guy. We tend to believe what we see, but for everything you see behind it, it's usually a deeper meaning. In other words, a person should be judged by the content of their character, but the content of character is neglected when that person is the people's favorite. This is the true meaning of dick riding. Speaking of dick riding, females be so fast fucking the wrong type of guy. Type of guys that lie, just a fuckboy in disguise pretending to be a nice guy. Quick to let a fuckboy hit on the first night after a late night party. They drop in those panties a little after midnight in this car or at a hotel and pay half the bottle of Bacardi. And yet these hoes swear they wifey because they gave up the pussy. Most of them have a lot to offer, but men won't see that if pussy is the first thing they offer. Women want to be treated like queens, but your actions make you less affordable than Poland spring water. They chase the ones that don't give a fuck about them, they ignore the ones that will make sacrifices for them. Most men just as bad, chasing every female that's bad. Fuck the girl on the block every guy had. Going in raw, then they go to their homies and brag. A week later, pee is burning, now they mad. Talking about these hoes ain't loyal. Truth is, you knew she wasn't loyal when she was fucking you. You knew she fucked 20 guys before you. You knew she had a boyfriend, but that didn't stop you. You knew she was loose, but you choose not to wear a glove. Now you have an STD that's gonna take a while to get rid of. Now all of a sudden you become a motivational speaker overnight, lecturing the youth about treating a woman in this generation, right? But deep down inside, you want God to feel sorry for yourself, instead accepting that it's your fault and no one else. We as humans commit wrong, then pass the blame to someone else.